We don't just shake the table. Let's smash the table all together. With interesting conversation on life and dangerous.
You got it, absolutely.
We dig deep for it. Undiluted analysis, creating moments you've never been told.
Never anything I had even imagined doing.
We place the force of a rock behind the conversation. Live and dangerous with Binga Orisugun. Mondays through to Thursdays from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Live and dangerous. Let's talk.
Confuse me. Tell me why you dey confuse me, oh baby. Your body too attractive, and the way I fall for you, it dey be like magic. Oh no, the way you tell me, I go day. And I no go fit to come another day. Oh no, I go dey call you my baby. Now together we go there, we no go fade away. Why be say that you dey my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make it run away, make it fly away. Oh no, no, no. Why be saying that you be my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make you fly away, make you run away.
Come on, you call on me, call on me. You just say I go pull up on you. You just say I go what?
So we enter part two. Stepping at the place, everybody confused. Everything move, I like to smoke and booze. Oh yeah, make you feel good, oh, do, do. Now when you dey, where you go dey? And I don't go fit to come another day. But no, I go dey call you my baby. Now together we go dey, we no go fade away.
Why be say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make you run away, make you fly away. Oh no, no, no. Why be say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make you fly away, make you run away.
So
make
you call on me, call on me.
Don't say I go pull up on you.
Don't say I go what?
Call on me, call on me. Don't say I go pull up on you.
It's a song by Joe Boy Pontek. Yeah, just call on me and I'll be there. Welcome to the show. This is Life and Dangerous with Genga. And I go by the name of Dad Blessing, your radio girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing, Genga? Mm-hmm. Let me start with you before I ask people listening
how
to
I
us.
Doing?
How, are.
How am I doing? How am I doing? How
of course,
I
you're
doing?
Good. You look good.
Yeah, I always look good. I always look good. I always smell good.
I don't want to lie.
I always do good. I always eat good. I always cook good.
Please rest. Please.
And I always annoy you good.
Oh yeah, true that. True.
I think I scored an A plus there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what I do. Welcome to the show. 21 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. It's Live and Dangerous on your number one, your premium number one news talk and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right. My name is Binga Orisugun. You can call me Zuma Rock. Because I'm the man you just have to love. All right. And I'm Ada's ex.
Unofficial.
Ada's ex.
We never dated.
Ada is...
we never
Ada,
dated.
Ada, you're cheating on me with so many. Like, how many of them? I think it was
just
four.
Four.
Mm-hmm. And you're proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like four.
Yeah.
What is
Oluwa Chukwudi, Mr. Frank. I have don't worry about theirs. They're good.
Well, you can't even remember their names. Like, that means there are still numerous, like, lots of them.
Like, I have Samuel, my new crush.
Samuel again.
Yeah, he's always like, okay, I love you and all of that. I think it's just good to reciprocate the feeling. Like, yeah. So they're now five.
Okay. How about Moses?
Yeah, too.
Moses has this kind of... I love the way you guys argue. I love the way you guys banter. As Moses has
yet
kind
to be
of, this kind of underlay crush, you know, that kind of thing. Maybe because
Moses
he's a pastor.
Is call,
maybe because
he's not a pastor.
He won't want to...
He's not a pastor. Moses is going to call the studio now.
Okay, he's
be
not
like,
a pastor. Then.
I am not crushing on Ada. I am... just saying.
But Ada just...
But let him be.
But the thing is, just give Moses small green light. He picks it up like straight to the altar, man.
Oh yeah.
Like
oh yeah.
You guys won't walk to the aisle. You guys will sprint.
Please let me be. Anyway, how today been?
Yeah, my day was good.
Okay.
It was good, 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 and I had I was just basically indoors. All right, staring at the weekend. You know, I can't wait for the weekend to come.
I know. What are you gonna do? I promise I was gonna take you out, but. I don't think my account balance is going to let that happen.
No, because I'm expensive for you.
Should I tell them?
Yeah,
should I tell
no,
them?
No, don't. No, Ada.
Okay.
You've said a whole lot already. Okay, I think it was two days ago.
If you want to hear stories, just call the studio and say, Ada, talk. That's all you have to do. Just say, Ada, talk.
No, I think
and I'll give you the gist.
No, I think
premium
gist. I think I have little people who... wouldn't want me to, you know. I remember, you remember that guy that called in some time ago and said, "Oh, Binga, my kid sister is crushing on you." I said, "Oh, really?" And I said, "My kid sister said, please, one other, stop dragging my crush." And I felt like,
"Wow!"
Oh. But that day, I think you stepped out of the studio. I felt like, "Why is Ada not here?" And she's gonna claim that, "Well, I didn't hear you."
True that, I did not. Did I? No, I didn't.
But you know, my day was fun. I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I don't really have a plan for the weekend.
I do.
So are you going to take me out?
Nope.
No, but what is there? Like, you take me out, you know. I won't ask for so many things. You know, I've taken you out shopping before, right? I took you out shopping, you know. Yeah, we just went there and I said, Ada... Ruin my ATM.
Benga held my hand too. It's more like where, you know, lovers. And I know some people will be like, oh, cute couple. Oh. Benga held my hands. I was like, Ada, no. You are not picking anything else.
No.
I picked just, I don't want to call what I picked because I don't want to give them publicity. Mm. But it was just 350 naira, people.
1,000, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Yes, tell them. Yeah, I know. Tell them. Don't be modest. Okay, 350,000.
Oh,
yes,
goodness.
I am magnanimous. I am Darosha like that.
All right. Anyway, I'm not taking it out this weekend. Well, my day was good. I mean, I spent a good number of hours at home creating content. Mm. And... yeah, I have a guest at home who's been cooking for me, so expect me to move from size 8 to 10 pretty soon.
Oh, who's been cooking?
Oh, yeah.
Does I bring food now?
No, he cooks for two.
Oh, is it he?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he.
Benga, rest my brother. My kid brother, yeah.
All right, but you're welcome to the show. Right, yeah, on the show on Live and Dangerous, we're going to be going another route, all right? And Ada, I told you something that I wasn't going to tell you off air.
Mm-hmm.
That I was going to tell you on
when the show starts. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I heard of a story.
Yeah.
Okay, of a lady who says that she's like confused and she needs an advice.
Oh.
I didn't know what to say about it, but I actually discussed it with another lady and she got really emotional about it.
Okay.
Now, and I'm going to like tell you.
Okay. Can we take a pause? Go on this quick break. When we get back, you give me the full story.
Okay.
So I have excess time to process everything.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you tell me off air when we're on this break?
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
99.3 Nigeria, but we'll be right back.
Wake up at 4, on the road at 5, face the bus at 8, hustle all day till 5, and back on the road again. Then traffic, and even more traffic. Man's got to hustle and a babe has got to keep her head up. Bills must be paid. But wait a minute. You know, say wahala no dey finish. And that's why I'd ask, what's your whiskey brand? For me, it's Cubana Whiskey. So while you follow your heart and bravely go for your dreams, take a break and pour yourself a glass of Cubana Whiskey. because you deserve the best and everything go day all right. Last. Cubana Whiskey is a product of MP Masterpiece Limited and registered with NAFDAC, meant for pregnant women and persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Your Niger production presents Your and Obolo in Ho. Osataya, directed by Kenneth Upopo, written by Femi Branch, with music, dance, and comedy from the best. Date, June 10th to 12th, 2022. Venue, Terra Culture, Victoria Island. Time, Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Sunday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets, 5,000 Naira, 10,000 Naira, and 15,000 Naira. For tickets, visit Terra Culture, Victoria Island, C24 Mobile Gadgets, Blanco Supermarket at Ilasson Ikati and Shangotedu, UBA Supermarket, Ashley's Place, Orchid Road, or visit www.smartticket.ng and www.yourniger.tv. For table reservations, call 0805-031-9891. Don't miss it.
Supported by Chupes New Dawn and Mount Homes. Media partners, Wazobia FM, Cool FM, and Nigeria Info.
Sunday mornings can be boring sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But let's spice it up for you with interesting conversations on the Sunday Morning Show with Yvonne Ohaifo.
But let's spice it up for you with interesting conversation on the Sunday Morning Show with Yvonne Ohaifo.
We kick off with Let's Share, where you'll get to vent about your week and also share exciting news.
About last week takes you back
to the stories that made headlines the previous week.
And on Real Talk, we sink our teeth deep into trending issues.
No holds barred.
Great talk on the Sunday Morning Show.
Every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Yvonne Ohaifo.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yes.
29 minutes now gone past 10.
Oh, yes.
Before the break, Benga was about telling us a story. So, we're all ears.
Okay, so I promised I wasn't going to tell Ada of radio.
And he did not.
And I did not.
So wicked.
It's what I do. Okay, so it's about a lady, okay, who told me about something that, and she's confused about it. Now, it all started. Two individuals, this guy and a lady, they started dating. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They dated for like 2 years. They love each other. They love each other's vibes. You know, things going on really smooth. And something led to the other.
Okay.
They went on a lunch date or dinner date, any kind of date, you know. And something led to the other. Uncle went on one knee.
He went where?
He went on one knee.
Okay.
Hey, babe.
Hmm.
Since I met you. Mm-hmm. No, I've not done it before. Maybe let me try and practice.
Don't even look at me.
No, why would I look at
better.
You?
Better.
You know, I don't know how it's done, though. I've never done it before. Hey, babe. Ever since I met you, you're the best thing after sliced bread.
What's your problem with
babe,
sliced bread?
I love you. I've never done it before, so I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. So, in short, will you marry me?
Ooh.
Oh, babe, will you marry?
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know, brought out this fat diamond ring, you know, slid it on, I think, which finger it goes in? Maybe the... Okay. So, auntie said yes.
Okay.
Now, immediately she said yes. Oh, the guy was excited. Oh, babe, I love you. Kisses and all of it. Now, after the kiss, after the whole I love you thing, they left for home. Got into the house. You know, while still doing the cuddle, the guy now said, hey, babe, now that you have told me yes, I think it's high time I told you my secret.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay.
How long were they together for before the proposal?
Two years.
And he did not reveal the secret.
He never revealed the secret.
Amazing.
Now, he now said, now that you've told me yes, I think it's high time I told him my secret. And he said, okay, what's the secret? Babe, you know I love you so much. And ever since I met you, you changed my perspective of things. You changed my life altogether. said, okay, yeah. And I love you so much. Yeah, so mm-hmm. I love you too. Babe, you're the first girl I am dating in my life. And the guy said, the lady said, what do you mean by that? He said, all my life, from the beginning, he has always been gay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He has always been gay.
All right.
And meeting her kind of changed his perspective mm-hmm. and turned him straight. And I'm ready to do forever with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now the girl was like, okay.
Okay.
Now, afterwards, the girl left that place. And now the girl was like, what do I do? Should I say, okay, he has told me his secret. Should I just take it in? Okay, now that he has told me the truth. And the guy said that because of you, I'm now straight. I'm not ready to go back there again. It's just going to be you we're doing forever. Now, the girl now started asking all sort of questions. What if he goes back there? What is the possibility he goes back there? But I'm now asking you, if you were to advise this girl, this lady, what would your advice be? Now you know why I said I didn't want to tell you off radio.
It's a difficult one.
I wanted that.
I
wanted your raw... You're raw. No. No, let me use another word.
No, feel free. No. Use the word raw. We'll look, use to you. I yeah, we know you like it that way, but it's fine.
I don't want to use the word. I need your organic. Okay. Give me another. Anyway,
Unprotected truth.
No, not unprotected.
My unprotected truth.
Yes, it's undiluted.
Oh, okay. No. Let's take it raw.
No, undiluted. Okay. I'm listening.
Please, I have a clean heart. Stop doing this to me. It's dicey, I must say. Because of recent, I've been trying to see life from people's perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, from people's lenses.
Okay.
I just feel asking her to not continue might be unfair, and asking her to stay must still be unfair. So it's a dicey one.
Because
what if, in all honesty, he's changed? What if he's not? What if he's going to go back? I mean, so many what ifs. So at this point,
it's
up to her to decide.
This is someone who is telling you. This is someone who felt. This is a secret he's held mm-hmm. onto for years, never told anyone, not even his parents, not even his folks, and now met this person who changed his perspective.
Well, if they've been together for 2 years and she did not know, she did not feel, I mean, she didn't get the signs, whatever.
No signs.
So I think maybe for real, he changed for good. I'm just saying, because
but do you think all secrets are meant to be said?
Oh,
or
well.
You just let some just slide?
Again, I'm trying to be very careful. Some people believe in, your past.
Yeah, everybody has got past, but there are some past that are
future together.
There are some past that you don't necessarily have to tell them.
That's what I'm saying. If you are that type, then fine. But if you won't,
like for example, if I'm dating someone, I won't ask you about your body count because I know if I ask you about your body count, I might feel bad at some point. Like you tell me that. If you tell me the truth about your body count, that, oh, babe, I've been with 30 guys, I'll be like, what? What's going on? What's left?
I mean, she's just being honest.
But that alone would ruin my head. So I always tell anyone that cares to listen, what's your body count? Just tell me two. And that's it.
So you want to be lied to?
In that regard.
Come on, that's unfair.
In that regard, lie to me. tell me too.
Wow.
So if any lady tells me, Benga, what's your body? Can I tell you too? Yeah, too. But for this one, do you think this man actually messed up telling the secret?
I don't think so. I think it's. I think what he did was the best thing. Yeah, I mean, it's better. She's hearing it from him than from people. So it's a tough one. Trust me.
Okay, for Ada to be on the fence. I don't know what Lagos think
for
about
real.
It. All right, Lagos environs all over the world, wherever you're listening to. Okay.
People change.
Yeah, people change, but
we've all done stuff in the past.
People change from A to B. And they can also change from B to C.
Now,
or
hold
B
on.
To
They've
A.
been together for 2 years. She did not know.
She never
exactly.
had an
exactly. So.
And.
It this, shows that this guy was actually good and he worked on himself. Like, he met what he was saying.
It's not as if he went for counseling or maybe a rehab or anything.
People.
It was
change.
Just this girl that. He just loved this girl different and said, hey, enough of dudes, enough of guys. I want this girl.
Honestly,
I love this lady.
Honestly, he is just a normal man, just like every other person, every other straight guy who once upon a time was into so many
Will it be
ladies.
Risky going forever with him?
I don't think so, if he's truly changed. Okay, what about men that used to be very promiscuous, men that were more like, you know, womanizers, having like 10 to 15 girlfriends, feeling like, oh, I'm the bad guy, I'm a playboy, I can have as many girls as possible, and no one is going to catch me, my game is sweet, you know, things like that. And then someday they tell you, be like, I don't fall in love, bro. I go change. It's yeah. almost the same thing.
But for that one,
so for you to meet that person to change, and
before that gay part, I tell you, it's a different.
I mean, we all have sexual preferences, yeah, sexual fluidity. So I'm not going to judge him based on that. That was his preference. That was what he enjoyed doing. Same way, the other straight people enjoyed, you know, having multiple sexual partners. And someday,
okay,
they
those
just
who
feel,
swing both ways, right?
Not even both ways. Like, okay, you want me to just people like you, like okay,
people like me, what?
People like you that have like 20 girls.
No,
someday,
Ada,
no, Benga, you were like that.
You, I will sue you to court.
I have evidence. Don't worry, I'm
no,
not scared.
I'm not.
Benga,
no,
you were like that.
Ada,
all
Ada,
of a sudden,
Ada, someone is crushing on me on radio.
All of
why
a
are you
sudden,
ruining my? Why are you ruining my reputation here?
A shasha came into your life, and then you came to me, and you were like, Ada, you be like, I don't fall in love. I was excited. I was happy for you. Same way with this guy. It's just that he was with guys, and now he's like, okay, let me be with a lady. I love this lady. So it's no big deal for me. If he's being honest with himself that he has changed for good, then that's fine. I think I'll continue.
Personally, I feel the man messed up.
By telling her,
by,
no, he did the right thing.
Yeah, I think he messed up. Because
he did the right
I
thing.
I think there are some secrets that are better left unsaid. Let it just, yeah, you've changed. Okay, know that in you. I think being transparent, yeah, there's a level to being transparent. If you, like someone like me, if you tell me that, hey, Benga, ladies, men, before you get to me, you've been having sex, let's say maybe from year one, and now from year one, year two, year three, year four, NYSC, 3 years working and all of it, I should count it, let's say maybe we've had sex with maybe like 30 people. Now, the thought
that's
of...
That's because you have. I mean, no, that's because you've had sex
because
with people.
Because the thought of, oh my God, 30 guys. What's left down? What's left there?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. I hope that place has... You know, all of those things, too much in my head, and it will make you change. It will make me change towards you. So, Lagos, let's have this conversation, okay? Do you think he messed up saying a secret? And also, would you advise this lady to go ahead? You know, marriage is about risk. Is marriage about risk?
I think life itself.
No, marriage.
Life itself is risky.
Yeah, life is risky. But do you risk going into marriage? Do you risk it? Like,
you're risking everything. You're risking, you know, entrusting your life to a total stranger that's now, like, in quote, a part of you that you believe is a part of you. So over time, yeah, you get to, you know, realize if truly it was worth the risk or...
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Okay, Lagos, let's have this conversation out of the phone lines.
0700 993 993 993. 0700 993 993 993, and the WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. The female line is 0146571 90. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, Adan.
Yeah. Good evening.
Yeah. This is Samuel. Adas Cross.
Oh, my Samuel.
Yes, I'm not just crushing on you. I'm loving you.
Somewhere rest.
I love you too, my dear.
Don't let me be the ally and tell you go back to bed. All right.
No.
All right, Samuel, let's get busy, okay?
All right. Based on the issue at hand,
yeah,
I think the girl shouldn't leave the guy. Hello?
She should take the risk.
For the fact that the guy has said what you think is a secret,
yeah.
The girl should just like ask the guy what actually led him into gay at the initial stage. You know, some people go into this kind of thing, this gay thing.
Some don't. It's not about a reason. There are so many times we've heard of situations whereby boys only school, that's where most of those things start. Way back as a child, you know, and he just loved it.
Okay.
And do you think
I'm coming from this direction.
Okay.
Let's say that maybe the guy, let's say maybe he attended all boys school.
Okay.
I'm just like giving a reason.
Okay.
Maybe he was once an inmate.
Okay.
Understand? He wasn't available, as in the opposite sex wasn't available at some certain time, at some certain point in his life.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he went into that kind of a thing.
Okay.
Now, the girl should just know the reason that led him into gay.
But what do you need the reason for?
Eh?
What do you need the reason for?
Okay. For the reason, you now know, okay, now that you've known the reason why he went into it, okay. Meeting this girl now, who happens to be the opposite sex, and kind of the girl kind of want to know how she has been able to kind of, you know, take away that spirit, that thing from him.
Okay,
understand. And
you said spirit, so it's a demon something. They should go to church and cast it out.
First and foremost, something led him to that thing. Now, for the fact that he has seen this girl and he has fallen in love, it seems that this girl now has come in to kind of that thing that actually led him to it.
Yeah.
So he was not able, not meeting the opposite sex at some point in time.
Yeah. I mean, we have called sexual fluidity. It's not all about spiritual.
Hello?
All right. Thank you. We got you. Thank you very much.
Oh,
I'm still picking up more
calls. Why are we so spiritual in this part of the world?
Well,
why?
It's Africa. If I narrate this story to my mom, Benga, you know, straight up. You know,
four liters of it.
Straight up, you know, like thick, you know, 6 pounds, you know.
I mean, I think people need to understand this sexual fluidity that I've been talking about. So it's a concept, or it means that sexuality can change over time and in different situations. For example, you may identify as straight but develop an attraction to someone who is, you know, not. You may or may not act on that attraction. So you all need to understand this. Some people were born that way. Some people, just like Benga rightly mentioned earlier, some of them were, like, you know, forced into that lifestyle. Some people were abused, and then they grew up feeling like that was the right thing to do,
the right
way to act. And, you know, over time, as they grow, they change. I'm just saying, for a girl to be with you for 2 years and not suspect you, that's a lot.
Still picking up more calls. Who's there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Oh, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Wenga and Ada. Ikenna speaking.
Ikenna, talk to us.
Yes. Is there something I enjoy staying awake at this time of the night? It's because of the very interesting topic you guys bring on board.
Thank you.
The topics might sound very trivial or sometimes sound like a little bit of friction. But the beauty of it is that if we think deep, These are issues that bite people on a day-to-day basis.
Big time.
You know, these are issues that sometimes even begin to question what we call love.
Exactly.
What we call selflessness and what we call sacrifice.
Mm.
Okay. So, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank
That's
you
a summary
very
of your
much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, but talking about this, the issue today,
yes.
I don't think I would blame the young man for, you know, sharing his story, his secret with a lady he wants to spend the rest of his life with. For me, I'm a believer in the fact that relationships go through tests, goes through trials.
Okay.
And sometimes the trials help us come out better, or it can even help us go into disarray. We scatter the whole thing. And sometimes it's even best to scatter it so that we can actually forge a new, you know, forge a new front going forward. I don't know if you get what I mean.
Yes, we do.
You know, mm-hmm. So talking about this particular one,
yeah.
It's okay, she tells him, I mean,
yes.
And it's okay if she, I'll be glad if she can actually look beyond that and just get on with him. If truly he has turned away from that path and he has decided to, you know, to do it, for want of a better word, to do it the normal way.
Okay, that
will be fine. That will be okay. But if for some reason she still feels that, man, it's best to, you know,
no, but let me ask you.
You know,
let me ask you. Do you think there are some secrets that are worth not saying?
Pardon?
Do you think that every secret ought to be said?
Well, these days, maybe because I've heard so much as an individual, I don't know what is secret anymore. I don't know what is secret anymore. But I always believe that, you know, if truly I like you, if I'm with a lady today and I like the lady so well, you know, I owe that lady one responsibility, and what the responsibility I owe her is to tell her everything I need, everything that I know about myself.
Okay.
If at the end of the day I finish telling her, she feels that, oh, she cannot, or she starts acting funny towards me, then, I mean, she can as well move on. It's going to be painful, but I'm just being myself.
Hmm.
I'm just being myself. Because the whole idea of telling people some things, some of these things about yourself, is that it helps you to create some form of accountability to your partner. I don't know if you get what I mean by that.
Yes.
Okay. So you have someone who at least you are responsible to, and someone who at least checks up on you to ensure that you've not derailed. I don't know if you get. Okay. We are there to support each other.
Yeah.
If you understand what I mean. So that's my angle to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Am I sounding well at all?
I feel you. Your opinion, though. Anyway, thank you.
That's it for me. I believe that relationship is deeper than what we see it as, you know. We are more interested in the very beautiful stories. But when the gory stories come up as well, we should listen and provide that shoulder for that person.
Exactly.
Because maybe that's what the person needs at that point.
Exactly.
Right.
Just
thank
provide
you
that shoulder.
Appreciate
so
it.
That's it for me.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello.
Who is there? Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, happiness.
Name? Happiness.
My love, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy.
Hi.
All right, happy time.
No, first of me wanted to say happy.
It was good.
Okay.
It was good, he said the truth.
It was good, he
right.
said the truth.
Right.
Yeah, it was good, he said the truth. All he needs is just encouragement. The girl should be.
No. It's not about him now. It's about the lady. Would you advise the lady to say, okay, go ahead and marry him?
Yes.
You think it's not a risk?
No. He's a truthful person. All she needs to do is watch him more, just watch out, you know, where he needs to be encouraged, you know, to get better. She could also come in. I think he's being forward. He's being truthful.
He's being open. He's being open.
Yes. Transparency is the key.
All right then. Thank you very much.
Ada. Thank you. Oh dear.
How many
this happened as callback if
Ada,
you can.
How many people can handle the truth? Like, for example, imagine I was dating you.
Yeah.
All right. And I told you that, hey, babe, When I was in school, I was a cultist. I was a top man. I killed this one, that one.
You killed?
Yeah, like, can you handle such truth?
You killed?
Yeah, that I killed like maybe 10 people.
So what happened? Why were you not arrested?
Like, I was just served
your jail term. Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, the police didn't even catch me or anything. I said, okay, but I'm just telling you my secret. Would you? Can you handle such secret though? Can you handle
now,
such
that people? One, I might take a walk because they might come after you someday.
That is why I'm saying, can you handle? How many people can handle the truth? Everybody says that, yes, I want, tell me the truth. Don't lie to me. I hate people who lie to me.
But I can't put up with a murderer.
No, no, it's not about that. It is my truth.
It is your truth.
This person is coming out to tell you that.
See, the fact that it's your truth doesn't mean I'm going to put up with it. Yeah? We all have our standards. I can't put up with a murderer.
Okay, let's say another one. Hey, babe, I cheated on you with your friend. Can you handle such truth?
I can.
With your best friend?
I can.
You'll forgive and not walk away?
It might affect the relationship for...
For like 2 years?
No, there's no fixed duration for a while.
It's like a forever thing.
No, it might affect the relationship for a while, but... there are other things that, of course, I would consider... my pros and cons to see, okay, if we can make this work. If you're remorseful, if there are changes, and then I can't. But if it's something that's been happening, like cheating has been a major problem, and then you come up to me and mention that you've done it with my best friend, come on, that's a lot. It's a red flag. I'll walk away.
All right, let's pick up more calls. Who's there?
Oh, do we take a text?
Okay. All right, we have this message here. This one says... imagine after opening up to her and she refuses him and he goes back to his ways with the resolve not to open up again. Interesting take. All right, this one says...
it's a possibility.
The relationship is built on lies. Why after engagement the marriage would work? All right, we'll be back right after this. Don't touch that radio. Still live and dangerous.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Your Nigeria production presents your and Obolo in Hole. A satire directed by Kenneth Upopo, written by Femi Branch, with music, dance, and comedy from the best. Date, June 10th to 12th, 2022. Venue, Terra Culture, Victoria Island. Time, Friday, 7 p.m. Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Sunday, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets, 5,000 Naira, 10,000 Naira, and 15,000 Naira. For tickets, visit Terra Culture, Victoria Island, C24 Mobile Gadgets, Blanco Supermarket at Ilasson Ikati and Shangotedu, UBA Supermarket, Ashley's Place, Orchid Road, or visit www.smartticket.ng and www.yournaija.tv. For table reservations, call 0805-031-9891. Don't miss it.
Supported by Chupes New Dawn and Mount Homes. Media partners, Wazobia FM, Cool FM, and Nigeria Info.
Wake up at 4, on the road at 5, face the bus at 8, hustle all day till 5, and back on the road again. Then traffic, and even more traffic. Man's got to hustle, and a babe has got to keep her head up. Bills must be paid. But wait a minute. You know, see wahala no dey finish. And that's why I'd ask, what's your whiskey brand? For me, it's Cubana Whiskey. So while you follow your heart and bravely go for your dreams, take a break and pour yourself a glass of Cubana Whiskey. Because you deserve the best. And everything go dey alright. Last.
Cubana Whiskey is a product of MP Masterpiece Limited and registered with NAFDAC. Not for pregnant women and persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Sunday mornings can be boring sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But let's spice it up for you with interesting conversations on the Sunday Morning Show with Yvonne Ohaifo.
But let's spice it up for you with interesting conversation on the Sunday Morning Show with Yvonne Ohaifo.
We kick off with Let's Share, where you get to vent about your week and also share exciting news.
About Last Week takes you back
to the stories that made headlines the previous week.
And on Real Talk, we sink our teeth deep into trending issues.
No holds barred.
Great talk. Talk on the Sunday Morning Show.
Every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Yvonne Ohaifo.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, you welcome back to the show. It's 3 minutes to the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, and it's live and dangerous. We're looking at secrets. Secrets. Are they worth? Is it necessary to see everything? Why can't you just say small and keep the rest?
For who?
Just keep the, because how many people can handle the truth? Well, if you just joined us, okay, and you don't know what we're actually talking about. We're talking about a guy who proposed to his lady. All right, lady says yes. And after she says yes, the guy now said, oh, babe, thank you. Now that you've agreed to marry me, I think it's high time I told you about my secret. And he tells this lady, babe, growing up, you're the first person I'm dating, because all my life I have always been gay. I've always been attracted to boys. But meeting you changed my life, changed my perspective, changed my view. And because of that, I changed from being gay to being straight. Now the lady gets confused. She's confused, like, whoa, that's too much secret. Can I handle such? I'm not sure I should go ahead with this marriage with you. What if you change? What if you go back to being gay? What if a lots of what if? And I'm saying, must you talk? Like, why? How many people can handle the truth? I know some people be like, okay, let's say maybe a man cheats on a lady now and says, hey babe, I cheated on you. And this lady has always had this stance of, your infidelity is a no-no. If you cheat on me once, we're done. Now this guy now does it. And maybe he's having guilty conscience and now tells this lady, like, babe, I cheated on you. She won't be able to handle the truth. They'll be like, please, go, get out. But here's the, how many people can handle the truth? Are some secrets worth dying, you know, taking them to the grave? Let's have this conversation.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
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 Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we're done, Ada.
Yeah, yes. What is your name?
What's your name?
Okay,
welcome back.
Yeah, just wanted to share a story with you. I have a friend.
Real quick.
Yeah, a friend. So the girl is married to today. Before they got married, you know, she shared her best kept secret with him.
Okay.
And the secret goes this way, you know. Growing up as a young girl in the university, you know, she jumped around and, you know, quite a couple of times got pregnant.
Mm.
And for all the times she got pregnant, she was always getting rid of the pregnancy.
Oh.
So the last one was very bad and almost took her life.
Oh.
As a result of that, her womb got damaged.
Oh.
So she can't have kids anymore.
Okay.
You know, she told the guy before they got married, and the guy took it in. So they are 5 years into their marriage. She doesn't even, they don't have a child. She's not been pregnant since they got married. And he's still living with the whole thing. You know, I think he heard me speaking over the radio, and he just called to remind me as to his own experience.
Oh,
so what am I trying to say in essence? What I'm trying to say in essence is that there's no, we all have, like Ada rightly said a while ago, we all have our standards. We all have what we can deal with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Somebody coming to say, oh, I'm a murderer, I've been killing people all my life, might be too much for someone else to carry.
Exactly.
But for some others, it means nothing.
Hmm.
So, but the best bet is, there's nothing as good as just letting people know about your past. They feel they want to judge you based on your past. That's their own business.
Yeah, if they want to stay,
someone feels that the person doesn't want to stay with you as a result of your past, then that's the person's choice. So, I mean, it's just good to... When you say that,
anyone who wants to go should go. For someone you don't want to lose.
Pardon?
This is someone you don't want to lose. You can't imagine your life without that person. I don't think it's fair for you to say that anyone who wants to go should go.
He's being honest. If you want to go, go. If you can't handle, you're gonna stay.
The angle is this. You see, what we can deal with differs.
True. Okay. We all have a different threshold.
The onus lies on the person who has a confession to make to say, oh, this is what I have done.
Okay.
If you feel that because of what I have done times past, I've done this and I've gotten out of this, I'm no longer into this path. If you feel that you cannot deal with it and it will always prompt you while we're in the relationship, it's best the person goes so that you don't have that albatross hanging on that relationship. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
You know, so that's just it, you know.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Appreciate you. Still picking up more calls. Who is there? Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Okay.
Good evening. Benga, I'm crushing on you.
No. Holy Ghost fire. Fire.
Something like somebody like Mr. Frank. I do think you don't crush all the old woman where they're from Nigeria. There's no way they crush. So they can't get their passport.
That is still available. Crush
on don't crush. So they don't become pastor.
No.
allow me to greet three people. Hey, John. Hello.
Okay, we're listening.
Comrade.
I want to greet three people for 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, your time starts.
Number one, Karina for Mikroju. Happiness for Mikroju. Noyemo and sister, we're making me laugh today. And Moyo that has decided not to talk loud to make a year. Moyo, I don't think they're full. Let me regret. I don't hear Moyo. And I'm angry for that. Back to the topic.
Okay.
And then my sister said, you want to become careful. But I want to become chaotical in this. I have seen so many stories like this that they get letter with the back. He letter with the back.
Okay.
Did the woman collect the ring?
She had collected the ring.
After the ring, that was when Uncle decided to. According to her opinion, that maybe the guy don't change. What of her gay clique and the gang? Have they said to?
That's another one.
That can influence him back, that he will go back to his vomit. A leopard doesn't change from his force. Make her talk my own diagnostically in Igbo and Yoruba in Igbo too.
Okay.
That guy, if he go back, because the thing don't enter in the game. Why the road come also? And the red blood cells. But God can change him. But who will monitor him? Who will mentor him? Who will encourage him? As a result, you know, I don't think that guy has changed. So that you, now we talk another way. I want to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Yeah, good evening, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
Yeah, this Friday from Igbolere.
All right, Friday, talk to us.
Yeah, Gwenga, I think for me personally, this guy deserves some award.
Thank you.
Award?
Do you know why I say so, Gwenga?
Okay.
If this guy says to tell this lady, who knows if this lady get to hear tomorrow from another person after the marriage? For be that, you know, see, Benga, there are some people who just want to serve as a spoiler. Maybe after the marriage now, one of those friends that he did this thing with before, will walk up to this lady and tell this lady. Because the lady is already aware of it, she will not be affected by the news. Because the guy in question has told her his test. So for me, I think the guy deserves an award. And the lady... to go ahead with the marriage. If you can tell her such a secret, which means this man is ready, he's here. He can never keep any secret from her. So for for that question, for me, there are some secrets too. You don't need to tell.
You don't need to tell.
Yes.
Exactly. You know.
Yes, I'm listening.
Let's assume I'm married to a lady now.
Yes.
Then after getting married, one of my friends walked up to me. He said, this is your wife. When she was small, I raped her before. Do you think that I will ever welcome that my friend to my house, no matter how close we are?
And the person is saying, he's forming, he's trying to be truthful. Who's saying you?
Yes, who sent you? So, because anytime I'm seeing, I will be seeing this a friend, I will be seeing him as a rapist. I will never even allow any of my female relatives to walk up to him, to get close to him. So, for that, there are many secrets that you need to keep. You just die with it. Ask God for forgiveness. It's only God that can forgive you. Don't even bother to go to your fellow man and asking that man to forgive you. See, there are things that we say we forgive, but we don't actually forget.
Oh, really?
There are differences between forgiving and forgetting.
Okay.
If somebody stole my goat before, anytime I see that person in the village, anytime you have seen that person, you keep your goat very tight, no matter how repentant he is.
Okay.
You still see that person as a thief. So for me, there are some secret that we need just to keep it to ourselves and die with it. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear.
Yeah, good evening.
When you have missed me, you know, me, I want to talk like this. For me, I should say the guy make that confession in two angles.
Two angles, okay.
Yeah, like first of all, maybe the guy feel they truthful. You know, so if a guy truly loves a woman,
you go pour,
because you love this lady, like, you go pour out your heart to her, like you go trust her. So maybe he's saying the truth from the angle of trusting the lady. Or he's also saying the truth, maybe the gay friend, they tell her, say, oh, but if you marry that girl, we'll come tell her, say, it's not deal. So the guy, they are afraid of aftermath of what will happen. So maybe they force himself to, you know, say the thing. Those are the two sides that they say I'm from.
Okay.
So for me, if I'm the lady, I will critically think about it. If the guy is saying the truth, for a guy to open up his mouth and tell you such secrets, that type of, there are secrets that you just don't tell anybody.
You just don't tell anybody.
You reveal it to somebody whom you believe is part of you. So if the guy is saying that thing from him directly, then I think he loves the guy and he's just opening up his heart. But if he's saying it because tomorrow now his secrets will leak.
Yes.
You know... they say breeze blow far when you are shooting, all this type of stuff. Then, I don't know. So that's my take.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Who's there? Hello.
Please turn up your radio.
Turn down the volume. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, comrade.
Yeah, good evening.
Oh, no, not comrade. Whoa, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Apologies.
Okay, this is Akik Bey from Festa.
Okay,
talk to us.
Welcome.
Yeah, long time, Ada.
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you doing, ma'am?
Friday, I've analyzed a little about us. Don't God have secrets? Before he revealed Jesus Christ, he did not. He only gave practical examples for us to comprehend him. But Jesus Christ came and told us that the earlier men of the Jews, they have been looking forward for this information about his coming to this world. So God has secrets. So human beings have also been given heart of to keep secrets. And whereby the devil is using it to nod you or to cane you, you confess it to God. And God will remove that caning or nodding away from the heart because it is between you and God. God is the owner of the body.
Hold on.
So when you repent, it's a new chapter entirely.
Hello.
I'm also. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me, please?
Hold on.
Hello. Why are you putting spirituality to this?
Adi?
Why are you attaching spirituality to this?
Oh, man is made of spirit and physical now. Without the spirit, you cannot talk. Are you hearing me now?
Yes, I can.
Oh, dear.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
But are you seeing me? What is expressing myself out of my mortal body? It's spirit now.
Okay.
So, the information that was passed is through the spirit.
Mm.
The spirit owns the body. Without the spirit, the body is functionless.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. So, what I'm trying to say that it's not every secret that you release out to people. Okay. They may undermine you with that.
Okay.
And they'll be scared about you. So those things that doesn't have any connection with somebody,
like
I told that girl of a practice that he has withdrawn himself for, has nothing to do with that girl. So there is no need to tell the girl to undermine his physical structure, to undermine his spiritual life.
Really?
That, you know, so those things are spirits. So, and the spirit, if it's not removed by Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, it may attack him and then attack the girl.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Appreciate you. Wow, she sounds so much like my mom. No, because why are we attaching spirituality to this? This is someone who, you know, it could be secondary school. He started this love for men. Where is the spirituality here? Where is the spirituality here? And now he changed. It's not as if he went to church before he changed. It was his love for this beautiful damsel that made him change. Let's have this conversation. I think we have some messages here. This one says, good evening, Binga and Ada. I think I will advise the girl to go into the marriage so the guy never go back in the past anymore. And I think the guy did the right thing by telling her himself. Because if the girl should have discovered it from other people, that would have been difficult for her to handle. And as for her to ask what led him to it is not necessary. Instead, it might bring him guilty judgment and so on. Remember, the past hurts. Daniel from Uwuru. All right, this one says, good evening, Binganada. This is Dion from Akoka. Regarding this topic, it is scientifically proven that people don't choose their sexuality. Since the guy has told the girl that he's gay, I would just advise the lady to leave the relationship and move on, because it's hard for the guy to change his sexuality and the guy can't be happy in the marriage. And I feel he's in a relationship with a lady because of the society, family or peer pressure. Sexuality does not change.
Hmm.
Good evening, Binga and Ada. I love your voice, Binga, and keep up the good work. Prosperous summer.
Aww. Binga's not going to sleep well tonight,
though. Oh, no. My all is all, you know. Anyway, thank you so much, Prosperous Summer. All right, let's pick up more calls. Who is there? I don't know.
Hello,
good evening.
Comrade.
Oh, comrade. I've been expecting
you. Say, why are we attaching spirituality? I'm a traditional man. I'm not a spiritual man.
No, you I'm just asking. Why are we attaching spirituality to this?
If you say I don't belong, I don't belong to a monk. Guy is supposed to collect award. I supposed to, but Friday. Hello?
Okay, we're listening.
That guy is a human being. If I say, as a guy, I go shake you. I go shake the guy.
Say, now, man, you be.
I'm against him. But the problem is, he no go go back. That's my problem now. I'm psychologically, sociologically, mentally, and emotionally thinking so that he cannot go back.
Mm.
So, go on, go then, so.
Yes, yes.
I said, I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm see.
So, may God help him. I said, don't confess to this guy. And he said, don't repent. Make it be said, he don't repent to, or to somebody don't use his spiritual Bible to scatter my head this night. He said, I think we don't scatter my head, though.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate you. Oh, I forgot to ask him. I wanted to ask him, can you tell it all?
I think you should.
To your partner.
Like the things you're keeping.
No, because.
What do you want
hello, Binga, good evening.
Yeah, hello, good evening.
Hey, Ada, good evening.
Yes, yeah, good evening.
This is Chibike from Sulere.
All right, Chibike from Sulere. Talk to us.
Okay, madam, what's her name again?
Ada.
The last lady that called, she has deviated from the topic completely.
It's our opinion, okay? It's our
have you okay?
Yes.
So Binga, see, there are some secrets that some people can't deal with. You understand?
Mm.
there are some secrets that when you tell it to your partner, it's going to jeopardize the relationship.
The relationship.
Hmm. Yes, it's going to jeopardize. For example, now let me give you an example.
Okay.
Imagine are you still there?
I am with you.
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. Imagine I tell you that I was the one that assassinated my dad, my mom, my late dad and mom. That in fact I assassinated the last woman I dated before I met you. Can you deal with that kind of secret?
I said it before. Hello? I can't put up with a murderer. It's not about secret or not. There are some things that I can't take. Benga asked me about cheating.
So I mean, definitely there are
some things that we can't take.
Yes, there are some secrets that you just have to let it slide, you know?
That you just have
it's
to
not everything slide. That you just open up your mouth and tell it to people. There are some you just have to keep to yourself, you know?
But
then, yes, and others you can... Okay. Some other, like, lighter secrets, you can tell it to your partner. You know, in order for you not to spoil your relationship with that person.
All right, then. All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right now. Good night.
All right, good night.
All right, good night. Still picking up more calls. Who is
Hello?
That?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's Yumi Kenda.
All right, okay. Kenda, talk to us.
Sorry, you see, one thing we should understand is that we claim to love.
Yes.
I don't know if love has different dimensions. But I just know love to be wanting. Love is love. Okay?
Love is love.
And if we claim to love, I don't know which secret is lighter and which one is heavier. But the beauty of it all is that whatever secret one has, the beauty for me, what is sweet about telling one secret is that it allows the other person on the other side to know that, oh, this is who I am. This is who truly
the person I am.
Can you deal?
Okay.
If you cannot, you go. You know?
Ikenna, you're still saying that, can you deal, then go. Then go. You're saying that, hey, if you can't deal with my secret, then just go. Discard the person.
There are some persons
that come into your life that you dare not. That there are some persons that they are so hard for you to let go.
No, because if what
you can't
if
just
my
discard
lifestyle,
them like that,
bro. If this secret revolves around my lifestyle,
yes.
What it means is that at the end of the day, I will still be hurting that person. Would I have been fair enough to that person? I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
If I come and say I killed my mom, I killed my dad, and I killed even my last sibling.
Okay.
I mean, my last girl, the last girl I was with, and today I'm with another girl, you know? And by hiding that particular information from her, if tomorrow I kill her, would I have been fair to her? I wouldn't have been. That means I'm not even... I never regarded... I was all the while selfish, you know? So to avoid this, to avoid selfishness, you know, I would rather tell her, oh, she feels that, oh, she cannot do, she can't stand the murderer. Oh, beautiful, she can move, you know? Some other person might want to drink the poison chalice. How about that? So that's just my own take on it.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Adam, why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. Hello?
Finally.
No, wahala. Yeah. You know who they talk.
Moses.
Again, yeah, thank you, Gabinga. You know who done the call since. No, wahala. Thanks.
Moses, now that you're in.
One thing I just want to say is this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I can't make a decision for anybody.
Okay.
Yes. The guy is being truthful.
All right.
But you made mention of ring. He said he has given her the ring
before
he now opened up.
Yes.
I don't understand what you mean by that. Is it marriage or engagement?
Engagement. Like propose.
But I think before you propose, you should let all the secret out.
You said what?
So that she will accept the proposal, whether she will now accept it when you propose to her or not. I believe one should let all the secret out before you propose. But notwithstanding, it's not for me to tell her, be with this guy. And it's not for me to tell her, don't be with this guy. Because tomorrow,
everybody calling, shouting, be here, forgive you, this, that. When the problem starts, nobody will be there.
Mm.
But you will always live with the decisions you make.
You make.
Whether everybody now advise you, whether nobody everybody advise you,
okay.
You will be the one to face the consequences of the decisions you have made.
Hmm. So are you of the opinion?
I don't know if you're getting me.
Moses.
So for me.
Okay.
Hmm?
Okay.
Letting secret out or not letting secret out. It all depends on her. Can she take it? Just as Comrade Koboko too said.
Yes.
What of tomorrow if you now see the guy with whom I say, come on, no be big, after I don't tell you, sir, they do it before.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
And he may not go back to it. I can't see his heart.
Exactly.
But the biggest decision is left to her. I am not the one to make that decision for her.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Moses, before you go.
Yeah.
Moses, before you go. Can you handle secrets? Like, can you handle the truth if your lady tells you that?
I can handle a lot more than you believe. There is a lady that was very open to me.
Okay.
She's not even seen me before in her life.
Oh, open in what sense?
I'm coming. She's pregnant. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
She told me everything. But she was very free with me, and she said she doesn't know why, because of the way I always advise and talk to her. And to me, I wish she's in Calabar. I'm here in Lagos. I wish she's here.
Okay.
But you see, for me, I always appreciate when you are truthful to me.
When you're truthful.
But not to the stage of girl to girl or boy to boy.
No, it's
her
truth.
I don't think I can take that.
It is her truth.
I don't think my heart can take that.
Would you?
But
so you break up with her.
Whether anything happens,
Moses.
God will always give me the strength.
Moses,
but when the hour comes, I will know what to do.
Moses, if she says, "Oh, I was once a lesb," would you? It's her truth.
I was once what?
She was once a lesbian. It's her truth.
A lesbian?
Yes.
I just told you something now.
So you tell
I said my
you
heart
you
can't go with that.
You tell her it's over, ba?
My heart can't go with girl to girl, boy to boy. I can't deal with it.
You can't deal
All right,
with
then.
It. All right.
Thank you.
All right, we have this message. This one says the relationship is built on lies.
Okay, I think we'll take more of that after this break. It is 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we'll be right back.
This is an infomercial.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
Sunday mornings can be boring sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
But let's spice it up for you with interesting conversations on the Sunday Morning Show with Yvonne Ohaifo.
But let's spice it up for you with interesting conversation on the Sunday Morning Show with Yvonne Ohaifo.
We kick off with Let's Share, where you'll get to vent about your week and also share exciting news.
About last week takes you back
to the stories that made headlines the previous week.
And on Real Talk, we sink our teeth deep into trending issues.
No Who's Bye.
Great talk on the Sunday Morning Show.
Every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with Yvonne Ohaifo.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, still live and dangerous on 99.3 Nigeria Info, Thursday, 9th of June, 2022. Today happens to be a special day because we're going to be giving out a ticket, all right, for the Pour Your event that is happening tomorrow. Yes, and it promises to be fun. Okay, most of us will be there, okay? If you want to see all of Nigeria Info OAPs, okay, you want to see us there, yes.
You want to see Wazobia, FM OAPs, our sister station, School of Time, I mean.
Exactly.
It's a family event.
It's a family event, so we all will be there. So the thing is, I'm going to be giving out a ticket, okay, and for you to win that ticket, just tell me Live and Dangerous Monday's topic. What we talked about on Live and Dangerous on Monday. That's all. Just tell me the topic and it's yours. So let's get back on the show. All right, we have some messages here. This one says, the relationship is built on lies. Why after engagement, the marriage won't work? Although what happens in the past leaves in the past. But this one, the guy's a liar. He should have told her at least 2 to 3 months in the relationship, not after engaging her. To me, it's more like tying her down with the engagement. Relationship is not by force, it's by choice. If she wants you, she will accept you from the onset. Not hidden. Then after engagement, you can't spit dirt. Benga said, what if he can't live without her? He should go and hug Transformer. His relationship by force. Greenish, why so wicked? All right, this one says, Ada baby and Benga. Everybody has, but love is different from likeness. Performance of someone can only make you like the person. But you can still love someone without likeness. Love can bring likeness because love has power. Be with someone who knows you well and will stay. But me, love Ada. I hope you won't leave if you know me well, Ada. I'm Samuel. Samuel, rest. Rest. All right, this one says, as much as truth is desirable, sincerely, you rather don't want to hear some form of truth. It distorts your idea of love or the person you love because now you start seeing them in a different light, even if what they said about themselves is in the past. That's from Deji. All right, this one says, good evening, Ada, my sweetheart. Kenneth from Cross River State. Ada, you're the girl after my heart, though. I love you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, let's pick up more calls, all right?
So. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
hello,
good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, Benga or Reshag.
Oh, yes, brother.
good evening, Ada.
Good evening.
All right, my name is Joe. This is my first time on your show.
Ooh, oh, where's yeah, my well, shaker? Okay.
I threw it away.
The topic actually made me call it.
For you.
Okay.
For you.
All right,
yeah. I am very, very uncomfortable with the fact that the guy had to disclose the secret just at the point of engagement. You understand? So I was just thinking aloud, what if the lady dies just before they get married? What happens to the guy? Will he go back, you understand, to his old ways? Because he said it's because of the lady that, he changed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I feel I don't.
It's not strong enough.
It doesn't sit right well with me that you would change because of somebody.
No, but people do.
No, you shouldn't be because of someone that you change. It should be because of certain things happen to you, or you understand, not because of a human being. You understand? Because even we in our ways, we are not static in our ways. You understand? That kind of a thing. The lady's like that today. What if the attitude of the lady changes tomorrow? Something happens tomorrow. Will the guy still stay? You understand?
Okay.
Even amongst people that just engage themselves today.
Yes.
You know, they all love it, dovey. You know, the next minute, you know, things happen and, you know, all the love just goes out of the window. And they can even end it there.
Not true.
You understand? So, it doesn't sit well with me. I just feel the guy is not, you know, he's not coming out straight. That was just
he's not coming out straight. Okay.
He's not.
Hey, okay. All right. But Ada, do you think the timing? Okay, we have a caller. Hello. Hello. Okay.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate.
All right. Okay.
Appreciate you. All right, do you think, Ada, do you think the timing of his confession was wrong?
Like,
why didn't he say this at the start of the relationship or the middle? Why after the promise ring?
I'm not going to judge him. I mean, a secret is that you have to be very comfortable with someone to reveal that. What if he mentioned it at the start of the relationship and it was a turner for her, maybe a red flag, and you're like, nah, I can't do that. But I think he needed that time to like gain her trust. So now at this point, even if she feels a certain way,
okay,
he can, you know, counter her fears with, for the 2 years of us being together, have I ever given you or made you feel like I used to be that, or I'm going to go back. I mean,
okay.
Now with 2 years, she can actually go back and then think things through. Okay, I've been with this person for this long. He has been with me. I mean, I have access to his phones, to his socials. Yeah. No clue. Maybe he has changed for real and for good. So I'm not going to fault the timing. I think he needed that time to like build the trust they both have for themselves.
All right. Still picking up more calls. Who is there?
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, Benga. I have one quick question for you.
Iken, all right?
Moses.
What is the meaning of relationship?
Okay, Moses, all right.
Yeah, it's Moses. What's the meaning of relationship?
Yeah, the two different people. They
yeah,
different
it's
meanings.
To know people. How do you know people? It's by discussing. It's by asking questions, getting to know each other.
By experiencing as well. It's not everything
things.
They say to you that you believe.
Coming,
sometimes
I'm
you have to experience.
At that place. Is by asking questions, getting to know people, and from knowing them within your own self,
okay.
You will say to yourself, can I accept this? Can't I accept this? Can I deal with this? Or can I not deal with this? And then you will know if you can continue with the relationship or not. So nobody does bad sometimes when you leave a relationship, despite someone is truthful to you.
Okay.
Because it's a process whereby you are knowing things you can accept and things you can accept. You haven't done any wrong and you didn't hurt him either.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Knowing what you can accept, knowing what you can't accept.
You can't really know it all, especially at the early stage of the relationship.
Exactly.
You might feel, okay, it's a red flag and all of that. I mean, okay, let's just say you meet someone, 2 weeks into the relationship, he tells you, I'm a cheeto, but I'm struggling with it, I want to change. If you go sit with your friends, they'll be like, nah, it's a red flag, what this soon? And he's telling you. But if you're with that person, after 2 years, he tells you, when we first met, I was struggling with that, but this is me, a changed person. Even if you want to get mad, I mean, you're going to think, okay, for 1 year, we've been together, I've lived with you for a couple of months.
Okay.
I mean, you come to my place, I visit you randomly, I have access to your phones and laptops and stuff, like no clue you've been faithful. It's somehow going to shape and guide your decision making process, I think. But just putting it out there to a total stranger, you don't even know if that relationship is going to head anywhere. You don't even know that person's intentions. You're just meeting the person.
Okay.
Clueless of the fact if this is going to be a relationship, a one night stand, a fling, or you know, sex bodies. You don't know. So you have to get to a certain level with somebody and know that, okay, this has been defined. Oh, this person is ready to do forever with me. I cannot deprive this person of this information. Let this person know. I'm not going to fault the timing. Trust me.
All right, let's pick up more calls. Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening.
This is God's calling.
Turn down the volume on your radio.
Hello.
We call it from Okoko.
All right, Okoko, talk to us. Yes.
There is a purpose where God sent us for this life, to win the soul. You don't know the purpose when God built that gate for this life, whether or not to win that guy's soul.
Okay.
The guy say, I have sinned, but because of you, as I met you, everything I have done, I drop it. As Friday say earlier, the guy deserves awards. The guy deserves a big award. The guy have A1.
A1.
He meet her here today and he can tomorrow. That one is no matter. He think he might have said, babe, this is who I am. But if I met you, I have changed for the good. The guy should be grateful. Thank God, thank you. I wish somebody so to you.
Hmm.
I see everything. I don't have more to say.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Still picking up more calls. Who is there? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Wale.
Okay, Wale. Where are you calling from?
Ada and Benga.
Yes.
I want to try to answer your question.
Okay.
No, the question is, how many people can handle the truth?
That's the question. A very big one.
Now, I believe that if a person loves the truth,
and he loves to live with the truth.
Yes.
He should be able to handle the truth. In this instance, the boy has done well. Now, there are three situations in life. Out of these three, it's only one you can handle. You have can't do anything about the remaining two.
Okay.
The two are your past and the future. It's only the present that you can handle. For the future, whether you are rich or poor or whatever, you have no power over the future.
You have no power over the future.
And the same thing with the past. What is done, you cannot undo what is done.
What has been done. Okay.
So, if I come out clean to an opposite sex, and if she fails because of that, she wants to quit, fine. Because the fact that you were, I'm sorry to say this, the fact that you were a virgin before you got married, it's not a guarantee that you will not go into unfaithfulness after marriage.
Okay.
There's a lady who came to me recently for advice. She had issues with the husband. The husband is suspecting her and all the rest of them.
Okay.
And her claim, her own point is that after all, I was a virgin when she met me. He knew that, blah, blah, blah. I said, fine.
Okay.
And I ask her, in all honesty, I'm not asking you to divulge your secrets to me. But would you say in all honesty that since you married him 15, 16 years ago, you have not tried to play a smart one?
Okay.
If your conscience tells you that yes, you have not, then you can lay claim to the fact that, I was a virgin when he met me.
Okay.
But if your conscience does not allow you to do that, then you better search within yourself.
Okay.
There must be a reason why he is now doubting you after 15 years of marriage. So go and search within yourself.
Within yourself.
And judge yourself. Okay. Let your conscience judge you. We all have conscience. Some consciences are dead. Yes, we know. But God input in us, whether you are an atheist, whether you believe in God or not, that conscience is there. So let it work for you. If you have removed the clock, the battery in the clock of your conscience, put that battery back and let it work. So as far as I'm concerned, I do not see any reason why somebody should not come out open, 100%, especially to the person you intend to spend the rest of your life with. If he believes it or not, well, if anything happens in the future, you have that free mind. You'll be happy within yourself. That self-contentment will be there. That, yes, I have spoken all the truth. And then you'll be able to manage the situation after all. That's what I feel about it.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. All right, let's pick up more calls. All right, remember the numbers to call is 0700-993-993-993. You can also send it via WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. Females, ladies, call the number 01465-7190. Okay, who is there? I hope it's a lady. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
Yeah. Is it Kenna?
It Kenna, talk to us.
Yes. I like the last caller.
The last caller. Okay.
Very on point. He spoke my mind A to Z. I like his submission. That's just what I wanted to say. I like his submission.
True.
Very impressive.
True. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you. All right, let's pick up more calls. Who is there? Oopsie, sorry about that. All right, then, who's there? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, good evening, sorry. The issue at hand.
What is your name? What is your name? Hello. What is your name, please?
Yes.
What's your name,
sorry,
please?
Sorry, my name is Ali. I'm calling from Ikoyi.
From what?
From Ikoyi.
Okay, from Ikoyi. All right, Ali, talk to us.
Yes. If I have to look at it from this perspective, that what of if the guy, the man, is actually trying to text her maturity?
Which guy? Yes. What kind of test is that?
No, don't look at that from that angle. Because the man might not have been a gay in the first place.
But that's a risky test, you know.
No, some of us do risky tests sometimes, you know, because the way I'm looking at it, now, one can only change.
Okay.
Now, he's saying that he has changed because of the lady. Now, it's not as if the lady has a view or a notion or an idea of what is happening.
Okay.
Now, it's an old habit that dies hard. You can only change
it's
somebody's
an old habit that dies
it's okay,
hard.
Okay,
sure.
Threatens to leave or otherwise, and it's okay, let me just change because I love so person.
Okay.
It's not like that. You just came up one day and said, okay, you have been the gay all your life and that you have changed because of this person.
Okay.
Is that actionable? Is it? I mean, if you look at it, can it be real? Well, if it's real, then that lady should put him under close surveillance for now.
Close surveillance.
And monitor him.
Okay.
Okay, tell him to give him some time that he will see how it goes. Put him under close surveillance. Look at it him closely if he has actually changed or not. My chairman said, who is going to monitor him? Who is going to mentor him? All these things are very necessary. So that's my take. If it is, it's real. But on my own, I don't think it's real.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All
but
right.
If you think it's real, what she should do now is to just calm it down, monitor him very closely,
okay.
And then ascertain if he has truly changed or not, and then she can go into marriage with him. There's no worry in life.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
And dangerous with Binga and Rishabu. This is Live and Dangerous.
It's Live and Dangerous, okay. All right, still picking up more calls. Hello, okay. Hello, good evening. Oops, what's going on with the network? Is it the rain? It's all rain showers right now. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Thank God, you praise the Lord.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh my God, Mr. Shege.
Baba.
Aedi.
I can't tell
you.
She stepped out.
Where is she?
She stepped out. She's coming back.
She stepped out.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been listening all along. I love the contribution of the caller before the last caller that I called.
Okay.
I've been hearing different angle to this issue.
Yes.
Mr. Shegun.
Yes.
Permit me, I'm sorry. I want to bring in the spiritual aspect of it, this matter. I want to look at it from another angle.
Another angle, okay.
I want to bring my own from another angle, and I'm bringing it from the spiritual aspect of it.
Bring him, Nigeria, they bring him.
Are you listening?
I'm listening. My daddy is a pastor. Bring it.
I know. Mr. Shegun,
yeah.
I think that man, if truly is in that act.
Okay.
And that man,
Yes.
Did what he did to that lady.
Okay.
I think heaven will be very pleased with that man.
Okay.
Heaven will be very, very pleased. Do you know what the scripture says? The scripture says that the host of heaven rejoice over
the soul, salvation of one soul.
Mm-hmm. One soul that did what? That turned away from his sin to God. Are you getting me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
There is a rejoicing. There is a great rejoicing. So, you see, for that woman, for that lady, my advice to her is this is my opinion though.
Okay.
Let her
accept that relationship. You understand?
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm listening.
Because there is no any human being on earth that is perfect.
Okay.
Yes. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of the Lord.
Okay.
So, for that man to come up, to open up to the, as in, to open up such a big secret to her, I think the heavens will be rejoicing over his confession. And remember what the scripture says, that whosoever that confess his sin and forsake, God will do what? God will forgive such person.
Okay. Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
So I think this is my own view and my own angle.
Okay.
Of the matter.
All right. Thank you
very much.
Thank you so
I rest
much.
My case.
Yeah, you rest your case for real. Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Your name is what? Your name is, I didn't get that.
My name is Kennedy.
Kennedy, okay, Kennedy.
Kennedy, I'm calling from Ukraine.
Okay.
I'm following up with the topic. Although I do listen to love, I don't call. I'm the first time caller.
Okay. Call it.
Thank you.
All right, let's go.
Okay. I'm this kind of person whereby what you can do to yourself, you don't do to others.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I believe what you said, that the guy actually, like, he was gay, then because of the lady, decided not to be gay anymore.
Okay.
I think that's what you said.
Yes.
That's fine. It's a good thing. But another part, there are some secrets that no matter what, I can't disclose.
Okay.
I just can't disclose. So it's a big turn up for the guy for accepting the fact that, okay, finally you love someone and there's something you can live up to. Because in life, if you cannot sacrifice, I don't see any need of you or you being in a relationship. It's all about sacrifice.
Okay. Okay.
So,
okay.
It's a really nice one for the guy.
All right then. All right then.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now, everyone is commending the guy. Yes, he summed up courage. He did what not many guys would do, or not many persons have the courage of doing. But how about the lady here? I asked earlier the show, or the start of the show, that would you take a risk? Is marriage something worth taking the risk for? Now, this one is a risk. He might change, he might go back to his old ways, and he might not go back to old ways. Is it a risk worth taking? Those are the issues. We're not looking at the lady, because this is a lady that's about to go into a real battle. Let me see. What if someone called in earlier and said that, what if the lady actually changed? Maybe that one thing that that the man fell in love with in the lady suddenly disappeared, and Sif sees that, well, the one thing that I love about you is no more there. He now goes back to it. Those are the issues. Those are the issues here. Another one is the timing of the confession. Is it right? Another issue is, must you see everything? I said it earlier at the start of the show that if I'm dating someone and you tell me, oh, Bing, I want to tell you about my past. Okay, you're comfortable telling me. But please don't tell me that, hey, I want to tell you how many guys I've slept with. Don't. I don't need that information, because there's something called too much information. Too much information is bad. If you tell me, Bing, I've had sex with like 50 people, it will be in my head like, oh boy, you know. That's why I always say, you want to tell me about your past? How many people have been with? Just two. I'm good. Tell me just two. Ada, why are you smiling? Ada, please don't dance. Don't dance. Don't dance. Who is there? Hello? Oops, drop calls. All right, who's there? Hello? Okay, I don't know. All right, let's... We have this message. This one says, Binga, don't talk. No one change because of anybody. We only change because we want to change. The guy told her after engagement so that she will believe that, yes, he truly loves me. Now, scammer, they play this game. Relationship is for interview. I will tell you all of me before I get emotionally attached to you. I wouldn't want to be in a relationship with a mindset that my partner could leave me at any time. That's from Greenwich. I will tell you, I like being in a relationship with someone who trusts me 1001%. That's also from Greenwich. All right, still picking up more calls. Who is there?
Hello?
What's going on with the network? All right, is it the rain?
I think it's because it's raining.
Yeah, I know the rain is big, like smashing hard.
How did you know it's raining? I told you.
Hello?
How did you know it just raining?
Oh, you see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hello?
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Benga.
Oh, yes. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Please?
My name is Freddy. I'm calling from...
Your name is Pregnant. What's your name? What's your name?
Come on, he didn't say that.
Friday.
Oh, apologies. Friday. Oh, God. I did.
Is anyone right. Pregnant for you? We'll talk about this later. Friday, go on.
Thank you. Okay. This is my own take. If I were to be the lady... If he had told me that after proposing, I would probably ask if he could please show me the guys that he was not of. Are they his very good or close friends?
Okay.
Are they people that he is ready to do
okay.
Without them?
The thing is, I can barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Better.
I say, if I were to be the lady,
yeah,
who asked the guy after he has told me that, I would like him to show me who these guys are. Are they his close friends that he's ready to do without? Or are they these kind of people that don't think, yeah, this is what I've done before, but they are still friends okay. I cannot do without them? So the thing is, somehow is tricky. But if he's able to tell a lady, this is what I've done, he should be able to tell a lady, look at them, this is A, B, C, D, that we are into all of these things. So he's not able to tell the lady, if I read it, but the lady is not able
Why
to
do you
tell
think he should do that? Don't you think he's going to make us see those people differently?
Sorry?
Don't you think it's going to make her see those people differently? Is there a need for that?
No. You should know the people that is around the people that is coming into your life. They're equally important. The person is not from the moon. He has friends. Who are his friends?
Okay. Show me your friend.
Show me your friends. So that if you are around them, I can easily remind you, please. You are going back to the people. You don't need to go back to them. If you change, you cannot say if they have changed or they've not changed.
All right.
Yeah, all right. This is my own,
thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Appreciate you. Who's that?
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Good evening.
Yeah, hey, good evening.
Yeah, my name is Desmond.
Okay.
First time caller.
Oh, first time. Collect it. Oh, yeah. Talk to us.
Yeah, thank you. I want to contribute to the topic.
By all means.
Okay. Well, pertaining to this topic, the guy, well, he did a great thing by telling the lady. But, well, is this, there are some secrets that is meant to be taken to the grave. You don't need to let it out, no matter what. That's one of the things I actually want to have in life. I mean, but anyway, he did a good thing, but he was supposed to, not supposed to pass boundaries, like, he wasn't supposed to tell that lady.
He wasn't supposed to tell the lady.
at that particular time. At least
at that particular time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that, yes.
So when is the right time to say it?
He was supposed to tell the lady when, as in, he wasn't ready to, like, propose to her. He was supposed to tell the lady.
Okay, just during the relationship, right?
Yes, during the relationship then. Because, you know, relationship is a gradual process. So the more you are in love with the person, the more the love is growing. So at that period of time, you would have, okay, you have seen that you have shown a lot of interest in the lady. You would have just, you know, bring it out. But when you have gone through the relationship, and you know that if you see something like this, it might actually hurt the lady. So he was not supposed to actually tell the lady at that particular time. To me, he was supposed to take that secret to the grave. Sorry to say, but to me, I will tell you.
All right, then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good evening. Hello, listen.
Hi, sexy Moya.
Moya.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah? That's for me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
That's for me. I don't see anything I can see my past now. Everything about my life. And I have my reasons. The reason is that...
Mm-hmm. Tell us your reason.
The reason when I my ex when we're no more again. Because I'm only talking about my life to him. He now is against me. Come back. Without saying everything what I said about him, everything. And so since then, look at my mind that if I'm to continue in relationship now, I will, if I'm single, maybe I'm serious losing you. And so first thing I can tell you about everything about my past. You know me. And my friend and my girlfriend in school, she was a lesbian. Up in this moment, I did not tell anybody at home.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's a lesbian.
Okay, she's a lesbian.
Who's saying it? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Up in this moment, I know that she's a lesbian. I know. But I don't tell anybody.
Hmm.
So the reason I cannot speak to say it, but now she has changed. I don't mean maybe she has changed it.
Hmm.
I don't know why she has to.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Okay.
So, you know, everything for me is I can say to my partner. Because I think that person is serious. Yes, I see serious in that person. I think for me, I know everything.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling Sexy Moya.
Okay, we
can't take more calls.
No, just this message. Okay. Good evening, guys. The guy's telling about secrets makes no sense. There are things better of not knowing. All right, this one says, I believe that guy's bisexual. Not like he has really changed.